Well, Tammuz 9th of July. Of Zion. Last two full paragraphs on the page. Of Umro Vesechazena. And when he says, in our eyes, Vesechazena and Enu, Yosim Alibo Sheyizke Sheyeh Bezchuso. He should take to heart that he should merit that it should be. And he says, it should be in one's own merit that the Mashiach comes, but that he should have the merit to see it. Well, actually, no, he says he does mean that, but not fully. Kimashu b'schuso yucholiros, kimashu b'schus avos eni yucholiros. That's very interesting. What's in one's own merit, he's allowed to see. And what's not in one's own merit, one's not allowed to see. You have that with the downfall of Rishoyim. Sometimes a person benefits it, but is not allowed to see it. He writes it here: "Lekach eishes lot lahesi yachol liros b'mapolas sedom shavei b'schus avram." They were given instructions: "Al tavid acharecha, don't look behind you." And the reason why is they were only saved. Lot and his family were only saved in the merit of Avram. So Lot's wife looked behind her, and she didn't survive. Because it wasn't in her own zchus. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that in the future he'll redeem Klal Yisrael in their own merit so that they should be able to see it, which I assume, I mean, it's one thing not to see your enemies fall, it's another thing how does one not see the return. I guess there could be certain benefits of it that one is not allowed to witness, only because the benefit of it. When you say Vesechazena Inenu, it's not just a figure of speech. It really means that we should deserve it. Vesechazena Inenu, we should deserve the Geula and therefore be allowed to see it. Again, it doesn't mean it's only in your singular merit, but it means we collectively should deserve to see it, and among them, therefore be able to see it. Therefore, our bakasha is that our eyes should see it. It has a specific meaning. Very interesting. I guess there's an alternative, not like that. I mean, Chazal speak about two ways that Mashiach could come. One is Be'ita, and one is Achishena. Al hasten it means that we brought it. Be'ita means it just came because the time came. And maybe Vesechazena is davening for the former. And not the latter. Interesting. Something to think about there. Be'birkas Havda, Yitain L'Hashem Shevach Nifla Osav, Ki Ein Balanes Makir Benisa. Modim, you should give praise to Hashem for his wonders, because the beneficiary of a miracle often doesn't recognize the miracle. V'chol yom yikra l'isha Yisraeli nisim rabim v'ein margish. Every day he has numerous miracles and he doesn't sense them. Kidechsiv la'osin iflaos gedolos levado. Just like we have in Tehillim, in Hodus, one does great wonders alone. Haratzon ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu makir b'neflos v'nisim v'ein v'nadam makir. What does it mean, levada? It's a striking lashon. The one who does great wonders by himself. What's by himself? Because if a miracle falls in the forest and there's nobody there who hears it, because it means only HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes man. Man doesn't recognize them. That's the famous story. Also in Halal, they tell of Ritzel of Eloshiner and the Russian general, whatever he was. What's Halus Hashem Kol Goyim Shavuchu Kol Umim Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasto? Why should the nations of the world praise Hashem because His Chesed is great upon us? Because they know the things that they've tried and haven't succeeded. I think the wording of that Pasuk in Tehillim makes it sound like the nations should praise Hashem because of what He did for us. Which seems like a non sequitur, but it's a famous institute. Mefarshim said that they know better what things they tried and didn't succeed. So, in a similar vein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the things that He did for us that we don't even realize we received a miracle. Sorry, malu mazos v'kiyad lochem im negdeinu. not for Hashem's miracle, we basically would have been wiped out because there's so many forces above that are warring against us. The forces that are created by sin and so on. Uviyichud yitain hoda al achzaras nishmaso kamavur b'zohar. Particularly, he should give thanks for the return of his neshama. It says in Zohar, Haiman de yav pikodon lachavre v'chayiv lo alo tofes apikodon v'shvil hachov v'anu mafkidin kol alayla neshamas biyado machzirin lanam b'chol yom v'eino tofsan v'shvil ma sh'eno chayavim lo b'avonosin rabim rov rab mehachovos. Basically, if I'm holding your collateral and you owe me money, I mean, I give it back. Kadosh Baruch Hu, every night, we give him our neshama and we owe him things. And he doesn't say in the morning, okay, I'm willing to return the neshama as soon as you pay up. He just lets the neshama back, which is a great chesed that's apparently in Zohar. So, al nishma seinu habakudos lach, that's what he's referring to. Such a different insight. We can just rattle off those words as if it's a given. We're giving thanks, but it's something we expect, and it's a given. He's saying it's not a given, really. In human systems, it wouldn't be so simple to get the pikkudon back. So therefore, we have to give thanks and praise. Okay, so far we have Sachazana Inenu, which should be in our merit. We have to recognize that there are nisim happening to us that we're not aware of, and we're davening, and we should see them. And especially to daven for the return of our neshamos every day, even though we may not be so deserving. Bebrikasim Shalom. Final bracha, Yesh L'Spal Al HaShalom Ki In Kli Matzik Bracha Al HaShalom. That's a statement of Chazal at the end of Mishnah. Shadavin for peace, because there's no vessel that holds blessing but peace. Chazal say you can have everything else, but if you don't have a receptacle to hold it, all the brachas are squandered. Ki Hu Kesher HaNechmad Hu Achtus Gamor Shal Yisrael. It is the cherished bond. It is the absolute achdus of Klal Yisrael. V'ka'asher yispalel al hashalom yispalel shelo yiyeh machlokas b'Yisrael. When davens for shalom, you should daven there shouldn't be machlokas in Klal Yisrael. Lo yiyeh kina v'sina v'sacharus. Shouldn't be jealousy, hatred, and competition. Tachrus is competition. It's a bad competition. Kikulam yu ahuvim. They should all be beloved. I'm not sure what achuzim means here, but I guess like held together and united, the ultimate unity. Va'ava va'acha v'reis, love, brotherhood, fraternity. V'yu kol Yisrael nefesh achas, should all be one soul. V'yachavin l'kayim v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, should call kol haTorah. Should have in mind to fulfill my system shalom the mitzvah v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, which is, as Chazal say, it's the klal of the whole Torah. Is that called Gadol BaTorah? It's also, poskim say, it's cited by some, I think it's in Mevavad Shulchan Aruch, and some actually on the first page of Shulchan Aruch, you can see the Kabbalistic teaching to accept that mitzvah upon yourself before beginning to daven, because the tefillah has to come from a state of Avos Yisrael. V'zeh yiyeh b'tachlis ha'tefillah shu klal kol ha'tefillah. This should be with the ultimate feeling of prayer, because this is what ultimately all of tefillah is about. Yisbalo shal yiyeh b'omitas ka'as klal. You shouldn't have anger at all. Ki im onav lakol, rather should be humble before all. V'hu b'madregas shalom. That's the madrega of shalom. I'm feeling these are really Kabbalah terms he's using. With his anger, there's no shalom. Therefore, we dive in to remove anger. If we have those midas and not anger, it's an indication of the sanctity of Hashem within us. The more the holiness of Hashem is within us, the more peace there'll be, the less anger. Yishpos Lanu Shalom. So when we're davening in that bracha, Hashem should be within us. That's what we mean. So afterwards in Elokein Etzar, we say, to those who curse me, my soul should be silent. We're asking to reduce or remove kas, and there should only be love. Vizela os al kedusha. That's a sign of kedusha. He says that's why on Erev Yom Kippur we ask for mechila one from another, and tomorrow we'll end off that last sentence.